Okay. Well, being that today is the Day of the Dead, I felt it would be appropriate to talk about life and death, both physically and spiritually. For those of you that don't know, the Day of the Dead is a Mexican holiday celebrated on the first and second day of November, and is an occasion to remember and pay respects to the dead. This is something we already know how to do. We do so every time we partake of the Lord's Supper on the Lord's Day. We remember his death on the cross, but also know that he is alive today and is on his throne in heaven. Life and death are concepts that everyone is familiar with. It's human nature to fear the unknown. Those that fear death do so because they don't know what is going to happen to them beyond their death, or even if there is an afterlife. There's nothing wrong with fearing death. Many righteous people have feared death. We think of Samuel when he feared Saul when he was instructed to anoint David as the new king. We also think of David when he feared Saul pursuing him and was unable to kill him, for he feared God more because he was God's anointed. When we let fear of death be able to rule us, we subject ourselves to sin. Paul instructs us in 1 Corinthians 6:12 that we are not to be mastered by anything. He says, "All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Foods for the stomach and stomach for the foods, but God will destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God both raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his power." From John 3:16, Jesus elaborates on life and death. He promises that those who believe in him shall have eternal life, but those that do not believe in him are dead already. He says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil." Galatians 5:17 tells us that the flesh and the spirit are contrary to one another. It reads, "For the flesh is against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish." All creatures have the instinct of self-preservation. This is no different with us humans. What's more important than preserving physical life is preserving spiritual life. In Matthew 10:28, Jesus instructs us not to prioritize the former. He says, "And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him," meaning God, "who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs on your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore you are of more value than many sparrows." In Mark 8:35, Jesus tells the truth about salvation. He says, "For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will it or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man also will be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Us being Christians should be more focused on saving spiritual life rather than physical. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 9, Paul tells us that out of love we warn others. We warn others of the coming danger of spiritual death. He says, "So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to Him," meaning God, of course, "for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Knowing, therefore, the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But we are well known to God, and I also trust are well known in your consciences." So I encourage everyone to prioritize spiritual life rather than physical.